This morning, I want to share a message with you called A Fresh Outpouring. And it's always funny because from the prayer meeting into the worship songs that we choose today, oftentimes the Holy Spirit just lines things up. And it wasn't necessarily intentional on my behalf, but things just line up. And a couple of weeks ago, I preached a message called Becoming an Oily Church. Anyone remember an oily church message? And we talked about the anointing. And this morning, again, I want to talk about the anointing. Because we can't just have one touch from God and then expect to live the rest of our lives the same. But we actually can come back and receive a fresh outpouring of the Spirit of God. A fresh touch, a fresh strength, a fresh overflow of the anointing. I remember that Sunday after service, we had people come to the altar and worship. And no one really laid hands, but we just worshipped as the Lord started to refresh and renew strength. And it was beautiful, and something powerful was taking place in our lives. But again, I just believe it's on the heart of God that we should come back and drink from His Spirit again and again. And so this morning, with that in mind, I'd like us one more time. Well, maybe not the last time for this service, but let's pray and ask the Lord to speak directly to us. Amen? Well, Lord, we do it. Holy Spirit, we recognize that your Spirit is moving through this room. I thank you, Lord, that you choose to come. I thank you, Jesus, that you ascended into heaven so that we could receive the Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that it's not just for a special few, but it's for all who would believe. And this morning, God, I pray for anyone feeling weak or weary, for anyone feeling broken and hurting, for anyone that needs more faith or needs fresh vision. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would fill us with the oil of heaven, that the anointing would sweep through this room right now, God, and renew our strength. We thank you, Lord, for a fresh outpouring. And if you receive it this morning, why don't you say amen? Amen. All right. You can take your seats now. Wonderful. Well, I'm going to skip a few things this morning just so we can have a bit of time to pray and worship at the end. But I love talking about the Holy Spirit. I love singing about the Holy Spirit because without the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't be able to live the Christian life. Amen? It's actually impossible. You know, people that even don't know about the Holy Spirit and are Christians often still have the Holy Spirit in them, helping them live the Christian life because it's actually, He's the one who reveals Jesus to us. You know, the very fact that you walk into salvation or you have a relationship with God, it's because the Holy Spirit is drawing you in. You know, every time I feel like a desperation or a call to prayer, or I feel like there's something going on in my life and I feel like, man, I really need to pray. I really need to get in the room, get in my prayer room, shut the door, and I need to pray and seek the Lord. You know, it's the Holy Spirit that actually draws you to that place. He's the one knocking on your heart, reminding you, hey, come on into the presence. Come on into the presence. You know, this morning, for some of us, we come in feeling dry. I know I've come into church feeling dry and empty before, and the Holy Spirit starts working on my heart, and He says, come on, just open up your hands. Just open up your heart. I want to fill you afresh. And it's the Holy Spirit that leads us into an encounter with the Holy Spirit. We can't do it in our own strength. We can't. We need the Holy Spirit. And so I guess I want to set up this message today and with asking the question, what is the anointing? Because I know we've had some new people coming through our church, which is awesome, and some people that may not fully understand this mysterious word in the Bible called the anointing. And so what is the anointing? We know it as like the oil of heaven. And if you think about all of the amazing purposes that oil has on this earth, like helping an engine run smooth, like plant oils that work as an ointment to bring healing, like essential oils that release a fragrance, like oil that keeps a flame burning. There's all of these good uses for oil. And oil in itself is great, but the heavenly oil does all of those things and more for our spirit. The oil for our spirit. As you can see on the screens there, it says, the anointing that is in you is for you. And God puts an anointing in you when you come to salvation, when you come to meet Jesus and you give your life to Him and you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, you choose to follow Him, there's an anointing that comes in you. But then there comes a time where God places his anointing on you. And the anointing that is on you is for others. I remember when I decided to follow Jesus, I got baptized, I came up out of the water, and I received the Holy Spirit. I could feel the Holy Spirit moving throughout my physical body. It was a very weird sensation, but I felt the Holy Spirit making his home inside of me. And from that moment on, it helped me grow my relationship with God. I understood the word better. I could see things more clearly. I felt conviction, whether what is right or wrong or what to do or what not to do. I felt the Holy Spirit speaking. There was an anointing that was put in me. But then there came a time where I recognized all the brokenness around me. I remember being at youth on a Friday night and seeing young people with scars on their forearms from self-harm. I remember seeing things going on in my family of brokenness and hurt and pain, and I could see people on the streets that were homeless, and all of this brokenness was surrounding my mind, and I had to pray. I was like, Lord, this is not enough. Like, I am my own strength. I can't let this go on, and I can't do this in my own strength. I need the anointing that I hear about in the Bible. I need what you did to the disciples in the book of Acts. I need you to do that to me. Because we cannot go on like this. And I know, God, that you've called every Christian for this purpose, to reveal the love of the Father, to reveal the power and love of Jesus Christ, and to make a change on the earth, that heaven would come and flow through us. But God, I need this anointing. I need your anointing to come upon me. Come on, somebody. We need the anointing to come upon us. The anointing that comes on you is for others. It's for others. And so, to heal the broken, to advance the kingdom of God, to break chains and set the captives free. There's a story in the book of Luke chapter 4, which talks about the anointing. And Jesus is describing the anointing with a purpose. The anointing had this purpose. And so I'm going to read it to you. Luke chapter 4, verse 14 to 21. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. This is a pretty epic moment in history. He unrolled the scroll, and he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." A really amazing moment. But in that, we see the anointing comes with a purpose. With a purpose. To set the captives free. To heal the brokenhearted. To proclaim good news to those who are broken and lost. To deliver. And to proclaim that the favor of the Lord has now come. The anointing comes with a purpose. Jesus walked in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, which empowered him to reveal the love of the Father. And if Jesus needed the anointing to fulfill his purposes, how much more do we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit to fulfill our God-given purposes? Amen. How much more do we need it? So I guess the question we ask this morning is, how do we attain this precious oil that gives us strength to our spirit? And why should we even need it? Well, like I said earlier, it's impossible to continue on following Jesus and growing without it. We need it. If you don't have the oil, you're going to burn out. If you don't have the oil, you're going to burn out. So many people are looking for something to give them strength or energy, and reading hundreds of self-care books and all of those things are great and important. It's great to have those habits in your life. But sometimes you just need a top-up of oil. Sometimes you just need a bit of fresh oil. So how do we get it? How do we receive this heavenly oil? How do we receive the anointing? The oil is not something you can purchase with good works or trade in with earthly things. The oil can only be received in the presence of God. The old-time revivalists used to say it like this: stay under the spout where the glory comes out. I like that. During worship, I was just imagining that. I'm like, Lord, I just want to stay under the spout where the glory comes out. It's in times of prayer and worship, when we pour out our heart to God, that He pours out His anointing on us. And there's a story in 2 Kings chapter 4, the story of the prophet Elisha and a widow, which can teach us about how we can receive the oil. So if you have your Bibles with you this morning, you might like to turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 4. And we're going to read this story together and see what we can learn. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. It says this: a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is now coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." Obviously, she had run out of money. She can't pay the creditor, and now he's coming to take her sons. And so Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." That's all she had left. Then he said, "Go, borrow vessels from everywhere you can, from all of your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few," but he's saying gather many. "And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons, and then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him, and she shut the door behind her and her sons and brought the vessels in, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were all full, that she said to her sons, "Bring me another vessel." But something happens. He said to her, "There is not another vessel." And from that moment, the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons shall live on the rest." What do I notice in this story? I noticed a few things. As I was reading this earlier, I felt God tell me that when you look after the poor and the broken and the lost, God will look after you. And Elisha, he wasn't going through a time of a lot of blessing and provision himself, but he chose to step aside and look after the poor and the broken. But other than that, I see in this a few different keys, as you can see there on the screens. I see a key in gathering empty vessels, in pouring out the oil you have left, and a key there in shutting the door. And so what does gathering the empty vessels represent? Well, as long as there was an empty vessel, the oil didn't cease. If you continue to gather empty vessels, God's Spirit will continue to pour out. What is an empty vessel? Maybe you've heard this story before and you've heard someone say or someone preach that, you know, when you pour out your heart to God or you come to God empty, He can fill you up. And that's so true. The hungrier you are, the more He'll fill you. Bible says those who hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. But I also see that God started to show me this in a different way, that there are many empty vessels in the workplace. There are many empty vessels outside the walls of this church this morning. And I felt like God was telling me, "Cain, as long as you keep gathering empty vessels, as long as you keep looking for the lost, the poor, and the broken, as long as you keep reaching out to those who need Jesus, the oil will continue to run. The oil will continue to flow." Friend, maybe you felt like the oil's run dry for you recently. Maybe you've been feeling like you don't have that spiritual fervor or that strength within you anymore that you once used to have. Well, I want to ask you this question. Have you been bringing empty vessels? Do you even need the anointing anymore? Because the anointing comes with a purpose. The anointing comes with a purpose. To what? To set the captives free. Come on. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. to preach good news to those who are hopeless and broken. And I felt challenged as I read this a few weeks ago. And God said to me, if you ever feel like the oil's running dry, maybe you're focusing so much on yourself and your situation, you haven't been looking for other empty vessels. If you keep bringing the lost in, if you keep reaching out to those in your sphere of influence, in your community, reaching out to them with the love and power of Jesus, God says, I'll continue to pour out oil. I remember one week at youth, we were praying and we did an anointing service, and I've shared this story many times before, but I'm gonna share it again because it's amazing. And we poured out the anointing oil that over behind the speakers there. We've got a little flask of anointing oil that we love to use sometimes. Actually, I don't think it's there anymore, but probably is. But we'll pray and we'll put oil on young people's heads, and we're praying for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to come and fill them afresh. And as we were doing that throughout the night, myself and one of the other leaders, we were praying and praying and praying, and the oil started to get used up. We kept coming back for a resupply as we were praying. And at the end of the night, the power of God was moving. Demons were getting cast out of people. People were getting healed and delivered and filled with love and power. Young people were crying and laughing and receiving, experiencing the presence of God. And we came back to the stage, and I came to put the cap back on the oil flask. And as I was coming to put the cap back on the oil flask, I noticed that the oil was filled to the top. I'm telling you, we don't keep like a top-up box of oil somewhere. Well, not that I know about anyway. None of our youth team did either. But I believe something miraculous happened. A sign of the oil not running dry. It was filled up to the top again. I had asked every one of our leaders in the room, I said, did anyone come back and fill this up? And they said, no, why? And I said, it's full to the top. Maybe you don't believe in miracles. Well, stick around long enough and you will. But that was something powerful that took place that day. The oil doesn't run dry as long as there's empty vessels. For me, that was a sign in our youth ministry that as long as we keep reaching out to the lost and the broken, God's going to continue to provide his power and his love. Amen? And it's the same for you. Another key here is to shut the door. What does shut the door represent? Jesus said to his disciples when they asked, Lord, how do we pray? He said, go into your room and shut the door. See, this widowed woman, she went into a house and she had to shut the door. Why couldn't she leave the door open? I actually don't know. But I believe it's symbolic of prayer. How do we receive this oil? Well, we can gather empty vessels. We can shut the door. And we pray and we get alone in the presence of God. The oil is received in the presence of God. And then we see this last key here is that she poured out her oil, representing the only thing she had left. If you're hungry for an infilling of oil, if you're hungry for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and you've been wondering, God, where are you? Maybe he's asking you to pour out what you have left and he'll bring the resupply. Maybe you need to pour out your heart afresh in worship and in prayer and he'll come and top you back up. She gave all that she had left. If you're willing to give what you have left, God will take care of the rest. Sometimes all we have left is our worship, is our tears, is our prayers from deep within our heart. This is ways we receive the anointing. Jesus said that, read that scroll of Isaiah, and he prayed, he prophesied, and he said, the anointing has come upon me for these purposes. But then Jesus ascended into heaven. And he said to his disciples before he ascended, as the Father has sent me, now I'm sending you. So here's this commission for us that Jesus actually isn't walking around on the earth anymore to set the captives free, to heal the brokenhearted, to deliver people from demonic strongholds and oppression, to heal the sick. Jesus isn't walking around on the earth anymore doing that. So who's going to do the job? He's sending you. He's sending me. The body of Christ, the hands and feet of Jesus on the earth. He's ascended, and then he promised to send the Holy Spirit for those who'd believe. so that we could do the works of Jesus, continue on in his ministry, to reveal the Father. We are called to be ambassadors of Christ, representatives of God. Representatives of God, to represent God to people who don't know him, to represent the Father and to say, hey, maybe you thought God was this, this, and this. Maybe you thought God was distant from you. Maybe you thought God was broken and, maybe you thought God didn't want anything to do with brokenness. Maybe you thought God didn't want to get messy, but I'm here today to represent God to you, to represent Jesus and say, this is him. Here is truth. Here is your answer. Here is your solution to the problem of your heart. It is Jesus. We are called to represent. And so I end with this question this morning. I wonder why the oil has stopped flowing. Maybe in your life you can ask that question. You could ask that question of yourself. You could ask that question to the Lord even right now as we're speaking. Why has the oil stopped flowing? For the widowed woman, it's because she stopped bringing empty vessels. She ran out of empty vessels. Like I said earlier, maybe there's a passion for the lost and the broken that has been lost. Maybe times have gotten stressful and tough, and the focus has been more on myself or yourself and what's going on in your situation. Maybe the focus has been on the business or the family, and that happens sometimes. But when we renew that passion in us that Jesus had for others, and we start looking for empty vessels, that oil starts to flow again. It's really not hard. As long as we look for empty vessels, the oil starts to flow again. But then I felt like as I was preparing this message that maybe there's some people here that God has filled you so powerfully in the past. Maybe you've experienced what people talk about as revival. Maybe you've felt the Holy Spirit enter in. Maybe it wasn't even that long ago. Maybe you've felt and you've received this this power and this strength and this passion. But it's been a while since you've felt it in your spirit. I want to ask you, how long has that oil been sitting in there? Has it been used? Has it been poured out? You know, I had an issue with my mower, and it wasn't working the same as it used to. And my dad said to me, when was the last time you put some fresh fuel in it? And I thought, well, you know what? Probably haven't mowed the lawn in a couple months, so maybe it needs some fresh fuel. Maybe it needs some fresh oil. I drained it all, everything out, refilled it back up with fuel and oil, got that thing going again. Worked well. Maybe you've received the Holy Spirit, you've received the anointing, but it's been sitting in you stagnant for a little while. Maybe you need to pour it out so God can fill you again. Will we stand in this place this morning? That you paid on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. But I thank you, Jesus, that you didn't do all of that work just for us to get to heaven, but to get heaven inside of us. That we would release your kingdom on the earth. That we would continue on in your ministry as the hands and feet, the body of Christ. God, I pray this morning that you would remind us of Christ in us, the hope of glory, Christ the anointed one. Lord, today for anybody that be feeling purposeless or feeling like they're lacking direction, I pray that as your anointing is poured out in this place, that Lord, you would bring the anointing and a revelation of purpose. We receive you this morning. Receive you this morning, Holy Spirit. Just begin to call on the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we receive you this morning. Lord, we want to stand under the spout where the glory comes out. We want to receive you this morning. Lord, a fresh joy in this room. For those who lost their joy, for those feeling broken, or feel like they haven't laughed and been free in a long time, God, I pray for the joy of the Lord to be their strength. Father, I thank you that the kingdom of God is of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So let joy be renewed in hearts this morning, a fresh joy unto our salvation. Lord, today I pray for those who have not even experienced yet that oil of heaven, who are yet to know what it feels like to receive the Holy Spirit to flow in and through us. Lord, that you would use our lives as your temple. I pray for those people this morning. Lord, I pray you'd fill them with the Holy Spirit and you'd reveal yourself to them. Give them strength, Lord, to fulfill the purposes you have for them. And God, I pray for those today who maybe in their mind have felt boxed in, have felt trapped, and the enemy's built up this prison in their mind and they feel like their thoughts have been overwhelming them or tormenting them and things have become really hard for them. God, I pray that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we speak freedom of every mind this morning, of every soul, of every heart. We speak healing of every physical need. I thank you for the anointing, the ointment of heaven, the anointing to flow and bring healing. Holy Spirit, I pray for those who are dry in this place. Lord, we recognize that just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough. We're coming back for more. If the disciples were filled again and again in the book of Acts, God, then we're coming back for more. I thank you, God, that for this church even, there is more this morning. Father, I thank you that this church hasn't even seen its best days yet, but I thank you that the best days are ahead of us. God, I thank you that there are seats in this room that are yet to be filled with lost and broken people that we have brought from outside and brought them into the family of God. Jesus, we pray and we ask for release of your Spirit this morning. You prophesied that you will pour out your Spirit in the last days on all flesh, that we would prophesy and dream again. So Lord, we say, let there be a fresh outpouring in this place. We are not sustained by physical resources, but by the Spirit and the Word. The Spirit that will never run dry. My friend, maybe you don't need more money. Maybe you need more oil. Maybe you don't need another holiday. Maybe you need the anointing of heaven. Maybe you don't need another appointment. Maybe you need a touch from the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, come in this place this morning and do what only you can do. Would you pray this prayer after me? Say, Holy Spirit, we need you. I'm sorry, Lord, for when I've tried to do it on my own. I look to you for my strength, for my purpose, for my provision. Holy Spirit, fill me afresh with a fresh outpouring. Overflow in me, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, this morning we're going to worship. And if you feel like you want or you need or you feel something stirring in your spirit for a fresh touch, for a fresh anointing, then I'd like to invite you to come forward. Oh, lift your hands. and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh. Sometimes that bold action of stepping forward in faith is just the thing you need for your spirit to step out and receive afresh. So as we worship and we sing this song this morning, why don't you come and ask, Holy Spirit, fill me afresh. Church, Lord, in our nation, we pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit.